But anyway, Slobo hadn't hit a shot the night before. He was 0 for 9. Last night, he goes 4 for 4, 10 points, 4 rebounds. And he's the type of player where we got to look beyond the box score, honestly, with Slobo, because he's going to handle the ball. He's going to get guys in the right sets. He's going to run good fast breaks. He plays at such a slow pace. It's pretty high. It's pretty fun to see. But he's a connector of so many different combinations for Steve Kerr. I think you could plug and play Kyle Anderson with so many guys on his basketball team. And that's why it makes sense. It makes sense for him to be on this roster. And, you know, one game he may play 16 minutes. One game he may only play 4 minutes. But I do think he fits with a lot of different combinations on this roster, Shasky.
Yeah, they've put together an interesting team. They really have. And it's like, you know, obviously Lindy Waters having the night that he had a couple nights ago. Like, wow. You know, he didn't, I think he had the, did he have 1-3 early in the game?
Yeah, 1-3.
Yeah, 1-3. But like,
he only took 1-3.
That was it. That was his only, yep. Wow. That was, but he made a couple nice passes.
Yep.
And so, like, it's interesting the roster they've put together. There are a lot of guys, not that they're interchangeable, but they work with various lineups. You know, Moses Moody kind of works with various lineups. I think Lindy Waters works with various lineups. Pajemski, TJD works with various lineups. Kyle Anderson, who you referenced, Buddy Hield kind of works with various lineups. GP2, who didn't play a lot last night, you know, he works with various lineups. So they've built a team that does have, I would say, what, 5 of those kind of like glue connector guys?
Yeah.
That can work with various other lineups. Yep. So
and he could guard bigs too. Kyle Anderson could guard a 4 here and there. He could guard a 3 here and there. So long and lanky.
They're more active this year.
Yeah, no, they're very active.
Pajemski did like a bat, and then like, so I think it was Kyle Anderson batted it again, and right. Then it made its way into Buddy Hield's hand, and he kind of pump faked. Guy went right around him, boom, and he went right to the rim.
We had a graphic yesterday about, you know, the hustle points for the Warriors. And I love these hustle stats. They're number one in deflections. We were discussing this yesterday. Number one in deflections. Here it is right here. And that was going into last night. Offensive rebounds, they were 5th in the league. 5th in the league. Second chance points, they were 5th in the league. In the league with 20 points, 20 second chance points per game. Deflections. First, so 25 deflections per game. Steals, they were number one in the league. And last night, the steal numbers were down, but, you know, it was just kind of that game where the Pelicans were trying to get up shots, but they were number one in steals going into the game. Number one in fast break points. And second in turnovers forced. And so, Tuesday night, they forced 24 turnovers. Last night, they forced 15 turnovers. So they're doing all the little things. So to your point about being more active, they're so damn feisty. So damn feisty. With this roster, and they get to the 50-50 balls, which they didn't get to last year. And one thing we talked about last year was blow-bys. Everybody felt like they was getting blow-by last year. Well, this year, the individual defense has just gotten so much better, and I attribute that to Pajemski getting better, a year older in the league, Kuminga getting a year older, Moses Moody being in his 4th season, TJD being in the 2nd season. You have Draymond Green there. You have the wisdom of D'Anthony Melton. Kyle Anderson's been a solid defender for the most part of his career, and Buddy Hill's defended his ass off. So I think overall, yes, right now it looks a lot better. Now the barometer comes on his 5-game road trip. So I like where the Warriors are at right now. That was a good sweep of the New Orleans Pelicans, taking advantage of them being shorthanded.
One of the things with the blow-bys last year was like, how many times did they either not recover at all and give up a skip pass 3 that was wide open, or a crazy little skip dunk, you know?
Right.
They fouled the heck out of teams, and just bad fouls, you know, just some really poor fouls. I don't know what the numbers are saying. You might have them in front of you. Just my eyeballs telling me, I don't see a lot of the really poor fouls where you're leaving your
reaching
feet
in.
You know, you're scrambling so much that you like jump in the air to try to overcompensate. Like, they seem to be much more grounded when they're in the scatter mode. That's a key. I just think they were reaching so much last year.
Now I do want to there's a caveat. There is. We got to keep it real.
The caveat, the
competition,
is early.
The competition, yeah, it's early. The competition hasn't been, you know, the one game you played the Clippers, a real NBA team. You can make the case that, man, the Pelicans right now, they're not an NBA team. The Blazers, even though they beat... The Blazers actually... You know what? I'm not even going to go there. They did beat the Pels. They did beat the Pels, and they did beat the Clippers last night. I don't know. But that's why I'm eager to see, okay, where are the Warriors at? We're going to see a test on the road starting in Houston on Saturday.